miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Claire, Christmas, New Year is a time where people get together with their families.
Yes.
And extended families.
Yeah, you've got the whole family there normally.
And with that can come some awkward moments.
Okay, you've been holding me in suspense for days now. Get to it.
There was an awkward situation, an awkward family moment between my fiancé and my dad, Senior Gurk.
And this is while you were up on the...
In Brisbane.
Okay, yep.
It's nothing sinister and nothing too bad. It actually didn't happen on Christmas Day. It was actually when Christy was leaving.
Okay.
So it was New Year's Day morning.
Okay.
And Christy was leaving. I was taking her to the airport so she could fly down the south coast to continue her holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed in Brisbane to do the Brisbane International, the tennis. And Mum and Dad got up to say goodbye to Christy, which is fine.
I think I know where this is going. Yeah.
I don't think you do. So Mum gets out of bed, gives Christy a cuddle, and that's fine. Everything was good. Kiss on the cheek, couple of tears. Thanks for coming. Love you. See you soon. Great. Then it was Dad's turn.
Mm.
Dad goes, cuddles Christy. As they're cuddling, he let out the biggest fart that anyone has ever heard in their entire life.
While they're cuddling.
He sort of laughed. She sort of laughed. And I said, oh, Dad. Senior Gurk just couldn't hang on for 25 seconds to a fluffy bum in private. He just let it rip. Let Fluffy off the chain there, mid-hug to my fiancée as I was saying
awkward.
Goodbye. And I was just like, luckily they both laughed about it. And they're just
but
like,
is it both awkward laughs?
Well, it was sort of like Dad sort of laughed it off like, oh, that's who I am. Like, that's what I do. Chris is just like, oh, like we've passed wind in front of each other, so it's not a big thing, but
no, but still, it's
weird.
It's
it was
apparent.
Weird.
It's yeah. new.
I just went, that is awkward.
And like being that close to it.
Yes, exactly right. And then just going, oh, Mum just went, oh, David, and I just went, oh, Dad. Chris just sort of laughed and sort of that
you
was
all
it.
You were like nonchalant by the sounds of it.
We were. It was weird. It was sort of like it happened, and we laughed it off and just went, oh, there you go. Classic awkward moment.
I would be mortified. If that was me.
13, 12, 16. What we want to know is awkward family moments this Christmas. What, or Yuletide period or on holidays.
Yeah.
What happened over the holidays that was super awkward? Can you top someone farting while they're getting a cuddle?
I don't think anyone can top yours.
John has called through. John, what happened, mate?
So it's Christmas dinner, I think it was, and we're with my dad's side, all the aunts, all the uncles, everyone really.
Yeah, as you do.
And they were just sort of catching up and... They one of my aunts asked me, she's like, oh, and you and Caitlin would have to be engaged and planning the wedding at this point, wouldn't you? She'd be so close. And it's like, oh, Caitlin and I, we broke up like 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, this is...
Oh.
And the thing is, she knew that as well.
Oh.
We have spoken since. We see each other fairly regularly. Don't know why she felt the need to say that.
Was there a bit of an awkwardness in the air?
Oh, there would have had to be.
Well, my dad actually got very uncomfortable because it was his sister, and Dad's like, I think he was embarrassed on her behalf, just being like, yeah, you know that they're not together.
Is this aunt the one that's always just a little bit, has that one too many vinos?
She's always got a glass of wine in her hand and a lipstick stain on her teeth.
Yep, knew it, yep. Can't be trusted. Hey, thanks for your call.
Thanks.
No worries.
13, 12, 16, get involved in the show at any time. What do you think is more awkward?
I still think yours is more awkward, to be honest. I mean, that's awkward anyway, because it's that, like, everyone at the table stares at you like, oh.
Yeah, God, who's
everyone else who realises
you
have been broken up for a while. But, yeah, no, still fighting right next to someone, awkward as anything. Dane, talking weddings right now.
Mm-hmm.
So mine is coming up quite fast. I have finally got myself a countdown timer on my phone.
Oh, really?
But I don't know whether I like it or not.
How long?
This second.
Yes.
We have 1 month, 14 days, 8 hours and 42 minutes until we say I do.
That's 6 weeks.
Yes. I was looking at my calendar on Facebook the other day and there is only 2 weeks until my hen's weekend.
Wow. And
how
that's not one
that?
I'm planning for you either.
No, I know. I'm not. I don't know what you're planning. Anyway, we'll get to that another time. But I'm going through the motions at the moment of the little things for the wedding. So we paid off all the main items.
Right. Which is venue.
Venue, photographer, celebrant, MC, all of that stuff.
Right.
All the big items,
yep.
Hair, makeup.
Yeah.
So now it's down to the little things. So making sure that the tables are set up correctly and we have everything we want there and making sure I print out everything we need and all of that. The one thing, though, that I'm struggling with is gifts for the parents.
Why do they get presents?
Well, your parents put a lot into your wedding.
Yeah, true.
And they help out, whether it be financially, you know, support-wise.
Mentally.
Yeah. They do help out generally. And if they do help out, I feel like you need to get them something.
Since when has that been a thing of getting...
It has been a thing for a while.
So for your parents and for fiancé Sam's
yes.
parents, both set of parents get a present?
Yes.
I never knew it was a thing. Honestly, didn't.
Yeah, if you go onto Etsy and Google... father, bride, present, or whatever.
Father of the bride presents, yeah.
Yeah, comes up a whole heap of stuff.
Really? What sort of things are there? What are some
options? So an example
options?
Is you could get cufflinks. You could get...
Cufflinks?
Whatever. Cufflinks.
You call them cufflinks?
Yeah, cufflinks.
Cufflinks.
Cufflinks. You could get like a glass.
Oh, okay.
Could get like a stubby holder. You could get a hanky.
So essentially it's a bad 21st present.
Pretty much. So I'm trying to figure out what I am to get my parents and fiancé Sam's parents.
So you and fiancé Sam do the buying for both set of parents, or do you buy for his parents and he buys for your parents? How does this work?
I think every wedding is different, and it depends on how much each individual is putting into the wedding.
Yeah.
Sam is still struggling to get music together, so I think I might take control of this one.
So what's your budget for this?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what a good budget is. I do know that the hankies look really good, right, for the fathers.
Yes.
Basically, they're little hankies that have wordings that say things like, you know, I'll always be a little girl and thank you Ooh. For walking me down the aisle
okay.
or whatever else. And so it's like, so if they cry during the ceremony, they've got like a memorable,
I just don't think this is a thing.
It is. It is very much a thing. But the problem is hankies are like $30 to $50 each.
What?
Yeah.
For a bit of snot rag?
Yeah, I know, right? Now, this is the other thing, okay? Do I decide on value of presents based on how much monetary value or how much effort each parent has put in?
Oh, God. You're asking the wrong person.
Do I get my parents a mini getaway? Do I get them a bottle of wine? Like, what do you
get? How about
you
just a simple thank you and a $5 scratchy?
My mum has put in quite a bit of money. And so I think that
it's
she's expecting, I know, but still, I think she's expecting something a little bit bigger than a $5 scratchy back.
So you want some help?
13, 12, 16. If you've got something for your parents for your wedding, what did you get them?
What did you get your parents for your wedding? I still don't think this is a thing.
It is.
Look, I don't think this is a thing. I don't think it's ever happened. I'm also getting married some stage this year. Could be next year. Don't actually know. I haven't set a date yet. But my mum, Paula, joins us now. Hi, mum.
Morning, Paula.
Hi, guys.
Now, Claire, are you expecting a gift from me and Christy at our wedding when we get married?
No.
Good. You're not?
No.
So you don't think this is a thing either?
No. I've never heard of it before. I believe you give the bridesmaids and groomsmen something.
Yes.
But I've never, ever, ever heard of... You do it because you love your kids. You don't do it to get something back.
Aww.
You do it. You do Good. What you do when they get Good. Married because you want them to have a great day.
Great.
You want to be part of that day.
Yes.
And that
loving what
be,
I'm hearing.
And that should be what you get, is just the fact that you have a great day, that everything's done, and you don't... pay for it or do anything to get rewards, and I'm sure Lena and Keith would think exactly the same.
So
interesting.
Paula, you wouldn't expect a bottle of wine or a special
no,
wine glass
no,
or
no.
anything.
No, no not
she
a thing.
She gets what she deserves. She'll get a daughter-in-law.
Yeah, and exactly. And, guess what? We are over the moon
about
that. Oh,
stop it, people. Stop gushing, Paula. And by the way, what's going on in the background there? Are you getting some work done in the kitchen?
No, that's Nixon playing in the hallway.
Okay, I've got...
Well,
okay.
Thank you for
well,
your
that's,
time.
That's interesting, but each to their own, right, Mum? So if Claire wants to get
course.
A parent saying
oh,
she's
of course. And that's lovely, but it's not a traditional thing. It's not something nothing that I've heard of before.
Maybe it's a new thing. All right, thanks for your call, Mum.
Yeah, thank
bye.
You.
All right, bye. So that's interesting,
it's
isn't
know,
it?
Yeah.
So I wonder, though, if it is something new that you've found, because you are on a bunch of Facebook sites and Etsy pages.
Yeah, and people sell a whole heap of stuff. And I'm on a DIY brides page
yeah.
and I said, you know, hey guys, what are you getting? And so many people commented back.
Yeah, right. And I'm sure, look, I'm sure your mum Lindy and your dad and Sam's
yeah.
fiancé don't really are expecting anything and doing this for the same reasons my mum just said, you're getting married, you know, Oh, hang on a second.
Well, my mum has said, well, you can pay for my next holiday or something like that. So,
Claire, have you been watching much of the Australian Open?
Sorry, did you say something about sport?
Yeah.
No.
The first Grand Slam of 2018 is currently underway at Melbourne Park in Melbourne. And you're not much of a sports fan, Claire.
Do you really need to ask me that question?
Well, just confirming, just in case listeners are joining in for the first time.
No.
And you don't really watch TV anyway, do you?
No, not normal TV. I actually asked you before the show started because you were listening to a few bits and pieces. I said, well, didn't you do tennis stuff? What's the difference between what's on now and what you did? When does it finish?
Completely different tournament.
Didn't know. Didn't even know that there was one in Queensland and now there's one in Melbourne.
And there's going to be one in France later this year too, another tournament.
Oh, really?
Not the same one.
What's
Roland
that one called?
Garros, the French Open.
Oh, okay, cool.
Where do you think the US Open's held?
In the US?
Correct.
Oh, thank
you're learning.
You,
look at you
thank
go.
You. Oh,
there are two
that
other
one
grand
was a hard
slams.
One.
Well, I wasn't sure. But you're probably familiar with some players that shriek during a point. You would have seen bits on news.
Yeah. I know that there's that sound that a lot of them make when they hit the ball. And apparently it's something to do with hitting the ball and like getting the energy out to give you extra oomph.
A bit of effort.
Yeah, behind your hit.
But did you know there's a difference though? There's that sort of a sound where people are just trying to get effort behind it.
Yeah.
Then there's more of a shriek and a yell.
Yeah, I think I have heard a yell before.
Aussie Ash Barty, she had to put up with this shrieking from a Belarusian. Her name is Anya Sabalenka, who she played last night. And this teenager was like moaning, like making huge, unnecessary, well, what we as watchers deem to be unnecessary sounds. And now she copped it for her loud screams during the match, not only from the Twitter sphere, but also from the crowd who was at the Australian Open.
Really?
Now I've got some audio here. Now listen to this. The chair umpire literally has just said, ladies and gentlemen, during the rally, please don't scream.
So a rally is?
When they hit the ball back and forth.
Yeah, cool.
So the chair umpire has just said, ladies and gentlemen, please, during the rally, please don't scream. This is what happened next.
There's plenty of screaming during the rally. It's not coming from the fans.
That's almost as though she's meant that for Sabalenka.
I think that's rather ironic.
Please.
Yeah, oh dear.
It just as a courtesy for the players, please.
I think the umpire needs to just
stay out of
just
this.
Stay out of it right now.
Yeah, less said the better.
And that was Sabalenka just then serving. So the crowd trolled Sabalenka with her own screams during the match, which really isn't in the spirit of tennis. Like, you're supposed to be quiet for the points, right? Unless something exciting happens, you go, like an audible gasp.
Well, but I guess that's kind of exciting, though. It's kind of funny. And I mean, especially because the umpire got involved, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the umpire's
right.
like, oh, you know, keep it down.
Yeah.
Of course people are going to be like, excuse me?
They just trolled a bunch. But at the end of the day, Ash Barty did win. She pushed through the screams and the moans, and people are saying it's an off-putting tactic that people do to put off their opponent, right?
So there is a difference between the power grunt.
Like more of one where you're sort of like just going, like using all your energy to get one out to something like, sort of something like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
It's a big difference between those two. In saying that though, I'm not a professional tennis player.
Still know more about it than I do.
Yeah. Hey, where's Wimbledon played?
The UK.
Claire, you're a tennis fan from way back.
Places are a different story. It's called the Wimbledon whatever.
It's just Wimbledon,
okay,
actually.
Well, still, it tells you where it is.
Claire, yesterday I had to figure out sort of how much fiancé Christy would owe me if I went to buy some flights.
Right, okay.
So I had the total amount and I thought to myself, oh, I don't know why I thought this, but instead of using a calculator, I want to do a long division. So you put the number, how many things you want to divide it by, the sort of like sidewards L and then the number inside of that that's the total. And I tried to do a long division, right?
Well, you could have just
used a calculator, which I didn't. And I don't know why I decided to try to do long division. I just wanted to see if I could remember how to do it, I think.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. You can't.
I did not. No, did not remember how to do long division. So I thought, you know what? In this situation, what does everyone do? They Google it, don't they? So I type
No, they use a calculator, yeah. But sure.
So I typed into Google, how do you do? And before I could type in long division, six things came up.
Because it comes whenever you type in anything, it comes up with like suggestions of correct. What other people have done or what it thinks you might type.
And probably based on previous searches you've done on Google in the past. So I typed in, how do you do? And before I could type the L for long division, six things came up. Five things came up.
Mm. What were they?
The first one, how do you spell?
Just spell.
Just how do you spell? Like, well, I didn't click on it, but I was curious. The next one was, how do you know? That was it. How do you know?
Okay.
After that, it was, how do you make slime? School holiday activity. I get that one. Very trending now. How do you buy Bitcoin? Which is huge, the cryptocurrency, which is one whole Bitcoin's worth like $20,000 at the moment.
It's
very interesting what's happening in that space. And the last one I thought was very fascinating.
Yeah.
How do you get shingles? Which is not based on anything I've previously done, I've looked for on the internet at the moment.
I've just typed in how do you to see what mine came up with. I had slime.
Yes.
Spell.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Buy Bitcoin.
Yes.
And then another make slime with laundry detergent. So you must have typed in shingles because I didn't get that one. I just got slime twice.
I must have Google doctored myself or something that they thought this girl must know about shingles. But it's fascinating how those things come up and I just like, oh my God, what people must look for. On Google would be amazing.
Okay, so the how do you spell one?
Yeah, what's the answer to that?
That got me curious.
Yeah.
This is the first thing that comes up. See if you can find smaller words in the larger word. Spell those smaller words and you can more easily deduce the correct spelling.
Oh, that makes sense. So Wednesday.
Or you can go back to kindergarten.
Yes. Joining us right now, our man on the ground in Los Angeles is Dean McCarthy. Hello, mate.
Morning.
G'day, guys. Good morning. You know, it's an exciting day in Hollywood because there is a new member of the Hollywood squad. Please welcome to the world Kim and Kanye's new baby girl who arrived this morning at 12:47 a.m. via surrogate. Isn't that a nice way
Yay!
To start the day?
Hey, Dino, there's already rumors on Twitter, though, as to what this baby's name will be, including the like Angel and a whole heap of other random ones. Is there any buzz in Hollywood on a name?
Oh, my goodness. All I know is this. It will not be like a regular. There won't be Dean. It'll be nothing normal like that. It'll be something like Dream or Zoolander or something. It'll be something fabulous and cool. You know, what was really nice about today was Kim and Kanye were both in the room when the surrogate gave birth.
Aww.
And Kris Jenner and Khloe and Kylie were all out in the waiting room. So it was a family affair. They closed all the streets around the Cedars Sinai Hospital in Beverly Hills. I know, it's always a drama. It's like the president's in town. But you know what? Very, very nice way to start the day.
Hey Dino, just quickly as well, Kylie Jenner, they were saying that she possibly went to hospital, I think a day or two ago, because she was giving birth. Could it be that she was at the hospital for this instead?
Well, yeah, that could actually be it as well. This Kylie Jenner baby thing is really, really mysterious. I've even heard rumors that Kylie was the surrogate. I cannot believe that at all. I think that they wouldn't. I just don't think that they would do that. I don't think they need to do that. But you know what? I mean, I'm excited to see Kylie Jenner's baby. I'm excited for Khloe Kardashian's baby. I love Khloe and Tristan. Oh, it's a fun day to be at their house.
Dino, Claire and I were talking about this earlier, though. I think Kylie isn't pregnant and it's just a massive PR stunt.
Could be. Yeah, like that would not surprise me. They are marketing and PR geniuses. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
I've got the finger on the pulse. You heard it here first. I called it. It's a fake pregnancy. And quickly, Kylie Minogue has kissed Danny Minogue's ex, Julia McMahon.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's the headline today. Kylie Minogue photographed making out with Julian McMahon. But before we get too weirded out, because that is, of course, Danny Minogue's former lover, it is for a new movie. So Kylie and Julian are starring in a new movie together and they have to kiss each other. So I think that's a little bit weird. That's a bit of a Kardashian type situation, isn't it? That they were now hooking up and the other two were hooked up. Oh, I can't keep up in Hollywood. I need a break.
You can have a day's break and we'll chat again on Friday so you can rejuvenate yourself, all right?
Love it. Bye, guys.
Dana, do you like chicken nuggets?
Love nugs. Nugs for life.
Nugs for life is very true. We made a video about it last year.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Yeah.
Talking about the love of our shape of the nug.
And look, I'm a fan of the nug. I remember I have really fond memories of nuggets as a kid.
Okay.
My nanny used to pick me up from school every Thursday.
Right.
And we'd go down to the shops and there was a chicken shop that used to sell these particular type of chicken nuggets
right.
and this particular chicken salt that was just like,
to
oh
die
my
for.
Gosh.
Yep.
And every Thursday we'd go down and get chicken nuggets. My favourite part of a Thursday with Nana.
Yeah, of course.
And so chicken nugs have been a bonding experience for me.
Do you have a favourite, besides that nug, do you have a favourite type of nug from a fast food chain or takeaway place? Do you prefer one over the other?
I prefer Macca's nugs, I think, at the moment.
Rightio.
Previously there have been other nugs, but every once in a while, each company changes their nugget selection.
Right, okay.
Makes it harder to figure out whether you like that nug or not.
Gotcha.
And that's exactly what this UK budget chain, B&M, is doing at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing out a new range of chicken nuggets.
Okay.
And so they're on the lookout for a new chicken nugget connoisseur.
How do you become a nug connoisseur?
Well, it's an online ad. The company claims it's looking to expand its frozen food range and needs people to test out the new range to see what they think.
Yep.
And give feedback to the company bosses.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there are 6 requirements to become a chicken nugget connoisseur.
Yeah, what are they?
Tad unusual as well. Here are some of the things. So the chain budget is looking for someone who has done these things. Getting the 20 share box of nugs from McDonald's and keeping them all to yourself. Check.
I think we can all, yeah.
Check. Yeah. Being the first in the office kitchen whenever someone says there's cake.
Yeah, free food. Whenever there's that all office email saying free food
no,
in the kitchen.
Just cake.
Oh, just cake?
Cake specifically.
Well, cake's free food, but either way, cake, yeah, go for it.
That time you tripped and fell at a buffet and saved the plate before yourself.
Oh, yeah, classic. Very specific set of skills they're looking for.
Yeah, I know, right?
They?
Going to an event or party because there's free food. Everyone's done that.
Please, why do people go
to
weddings? Let's be
honest, your engagement.
Yeah. Flaring zucchini did a great job.
Yeah. You value the importance of fish finger sandwiches.
Never had one, never want one.
I hate fish fingers. Could not be a chicken nugget connoisseur, apparently.
Yeah.
You can conduct a PowerPoint presentation on the reasoning behind curly fries being nicer than chips. Could totally do that. They're amazing. Curly fries? No.
Same thing.
Nah, they're not
same
the same.
Thing.
Not
just
the
curly.
Same. Have
still
you
potato,
ever had?
Still the same
no.
thing. Yes.
Have you ever had hog's breath curly potato fries?
I don't like hog's
breath. They are the bomb and they are totally different to other fries.
They're not.
They are.
They're still potato.
Yeah, but they put other stuff on them, obviously.
Yeah,
they
it's called seasoning.
Like, yeah, I know, but they're still like their life.
Doesn't make curly fries better than normal fries.
Oh, this is making me want to go off my health binge. Look, the advert says, you'll want to take a bite out of this as we're looking for a tasty new individual who will worth their weight in food.
Yeah.
Just like a good steak, this opportunity is rare and shouldn't be diced with.
Okay. Look, I was on board up until that last pun.